Rafi Kopat, as you say. Say.
I'll just speak about an inyan, which I think is negeh to every single person. Just the question is how many times a day, how many times a week. And the shaila is as follows. Very common, a person is about to start a meal, a bread meal we're talking about, and just before he goes to the meal, he needs to go to the bathroom. The shaila is no. We'll talk about. We'll come to that shaila. The shaila is as follows. He comes out to the bathroom, and now wants to wash his hands. So, when he washes his hands, now what exactly is he supposed to do? This shaila is already an old shaila, already asked by Rashi. The Torah in Siman Kuf Samech Hei brings the following. Someone who goes to the bathroom and then he needs to, and then he wants to eat a suda of bread. Does he need to wash his hands twice? Now when we talk about twice, obviously we don't mean two on each hand, we mean two netilas. So Rashi answered as follows. Rashi answered that he asked this to Rabbi Yaakov ben Yoka, and he said, yes, you need to do two netilas. After the first netila, you make Hashem Yotza, and then you do a second netila, and then you say Netilas Yidayim. That is the shita of Rabbi Yaakov ben Yoka. However, Rashi holds that it's enough with one netila. So, let's try and understand this. Agav, I just forgot to mention that the beginning of this siman in Kuf Samech Hei, the Mishnah Berurah already quotes in the first halacha, and he says, "Kosav b'shla dechol adam yivzik atzmai lefanes kedem letila." That a person should actually check himself if he needs to go to the bathroom before you wash netilas yidayim. It brings it also from the Seder Yom. So, let's try and understand here what's going on. Why would it not be enough to make one netila? Why would you not just hold like Rashi? What's the problem? Make one netila and make two brachas, and then make hamotzi. So there's a few different eitzos we could go through here. The first thing would be, let's make one netila, and then say al netilas yadayim on it, and then say Hashem Yotza. What should be the problem with that? What's going to be the reason? So says the Torah, the reason is because it's a hefsek, Hashem Yotza is a hefsek between the netilas yadayim and hamotzi. Now, Agav will mention here that there is a famous mistake that people make, especially to the children. People tell children that after you've washed your hands and then you speak, then you have to wash your hands again, which is actually an incorrect halacha, because the Shulchan Aruch tells us in the following sif, this following siman, it's Siman Kuf Samech Vav, Yeshayim she'in tzorech lizor min hafsi bin etila ha'moitzi. So to Torah again, he says that one does not have to be careful for being mafsi between etila and ha'moitzi. But Yeshayim she'tzorech lizor, and some say you do have to be careful. Shulchan Aruch finishes off and says, v'toiv lizor. Now, correct, it is correct to be careful not to be mafsik. But if one was mafsik, then b'dievet it's right. It doesn't matter. You've been yotzi, you've done netila, you've been yotzi, you've got clean hands, and you can make hametz now. Even if you speak by mistake in between, it's not a problem. So basically, we've ruled out about doing one netila and making until it's done on a shayotza, because it's a shayotza is a hefsek, and a chetchila, you shouldn't make a hefsek. What? That's the third stage. So the second stage would be, what are we worried about? A shayotza is a hefsek. Okay, fine. What about saying a shayotza and then on tisidain? So that's a bit more obvious. You'll say, fine, because you're supposed to make a bracha next to the mitzvah. So here you've made a netila, and then you're making a hefsek between the netila and Ntzilas Yadayim with a sheyotza.
A sheyotza would be immediately after leaving the base kisser, though, anyway.
But you haven't washed your hands yet.
Yeah, immediately after washing your hands after the base kisser.
So that's the question over here. We're saying, according to Rashi, Rashi's saying, fine, do one netila. In other words, according to Rabbi Yaakov ben Yochai, that's very good. Because he says, wash your hands twice and make a shayat seven and this time. We're trying to work out why can't you just do one netila and do both brachas? So the third option would be, as you correctly said, that you should leave a shayat until afterwards. Leave a shayat, say this time, make a moitzi, and then straight after, say a shayat. As soon as you wash your, you come out of the bathroom, you wash your hands, regular netila twice in each hand, make a netilas yadayim, go hamoitzi, eat the bread, and then straight away make a shayotza. So says the Mishnah Berurah, brings from Eli Rabba, da chiyuva chalalav miyad kishasot tzoracha ve'in achra kolkach, because the chiyuv to make a shayotza is straight away and don't delay it so long. The Chayyuan could ask over here, what's the big chashash? It's only a small hefsek. What are you doing already? You're making a moitzi in between. It's not such a long hefsek. And the Chayyuan, we find such a thing in Siman Nun Aleph, you find that a person who goes to the bathroom during Pesukei Dezimra, so it's big machlokes over there, when you're supposed to make a shayotza. The Chai Adam holds that one should actually wait to say a shayotza until after Shemin Esra. Achwe tefillah, which we know after Shemin Esra. He says you can wait that long. You can see, you're right, in the Chalam you can't be mafsik, but there is such an oifen of waiting to Hashayatza until much later on. And even though the Bialocha there argues on him, but even the Bialocha says you should at least wait till the end of Bein Aprokim. You should wait till the end of the Halukah, or wherever you're up to. So Lechayu, you see, a small hefsik Lechayu isn't such a big problem. So why over here is it such a problem? The reason is because of a different klal of tadeh v'sheinei tadeh. I've got two brachas in front of me now. I'm about to make a moitzi, and I've got a chiv of a shayatza. Which bracha comes first? A shayatza is tadeh. It's tadeh v'sheinei tadeh, tadeh kaidem. The other thing would be, extra one could say, there's another reason why one shouldn't wait until, possibly one shouldn't wait until you've started the meal, is because of the famous klal of Shami Yimoshech. Like, you're not supposed to do things before tefillah, not supposed to start a suda before tefillah, because you might be mamshech the suda, you might continue, and you might get carried away. But this as well isn't such a problem, because over here, you're going to make it straight away. You don't find a problem of shami yamashech, you're making a moitzi, your mamash take a bite, and then straight away you're going to mess your shayotza. So, according to what we've said, basically we haven't found an eitzah how you can make one netila and do both brachas. So therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov ben Yochai, the correct thing is, say two netilas, and after the first netila, say a shayotza, and after the second netila, say Antzilas Yadayim. Now, Agav will mention that there are many poskim who argue with one of the things we said, and that is the fact that a shayotza is a hefsek between, in other words, the case of making one netila, the way Rashi puts it, and saying netila sidaim, and then making a shayotza, and then a hamaitzi, there are many poskim who hold that it's not considered a hefsek at all. It's not considered a hefsek. Why? The reason is, it's a koil tsoyach taras yadayim. It's all part of taras yadayim. Like we find A similar thing by Gavel Turi, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem. The Gemara says that Gavel Turi, a person washes and then he realizes he hasn't given the food to his animal, so you're allowed to tell someone to mix the bran up, you can feed the animals. What's the reason? Because the din is the animal has to eat before a person. So therefore, it's a technical problem. I can't eat. I'm not allowed to eat before I feed the animals. Therefore, you're allowed to make a hefsek b'di'eved in such a case where it's preventing me from eating. So over here as well, it's all at surf tassin is ayadaim, and therefore one can make an ashayat saf and tisidaim. So holds. Right, we'll get to that. So the Chazon Ish.
Why isn't Rashi worried about chavilis? It's two different mitzvahs, although it's supposed.
The main thing is you're supposed to have.
The havdol and benching.
No, the main thing is it's you have to have clean hands over here. What you do, the fact that ones have to be sekisi and thing. If you had some way to have clean hands without basically, it's not chiv netil after sekisi. You have to have clean hands after sekisi. If you have some way of doing it, which would be washing for the Suda, it's not a mitzvah to wash hands after the thing. You have to have clean hands to make a shayotza. For Suda, it's taka mitzvah. So, who holds that? That's the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, his words are, Yitzel Yodav Yivarech Shneim. Straightforward, he says, you come out of the bathroom, you wash your hands, a regular netila, seans klasidayim, followed by a shayotza, and then make a mitzvah. And actually, the Chuvas van Hagus from Moshe Sternbuch, he actually quotes the Eidus that the Chazon Ish was actually knowing like that as well. The Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim actually did the way the Chazon Ish says that taki you do one atila and then you make both brachas. However, the Mishnah Berurah that in front of us says the following. He, the Chori, goes with the Shitta of Rabbi Yaakov ben Yaakov, and he says as follows. He's taka worried about the hefsuk of a shayotza between Tzidam and a Maitzi, and therefore he says you should taka do two netilas. However, an important thing he points out. He says, Sorech li'zoa shle little b'pam harishin netila gemura. One has to be careful by the first netila, not to wash a proper netila. In other words, a regular netila that you yotze into lisidayim. You yotze for netila for suda. Rak ma'at mishum nikios. What would that mean, lechera? It would mean, switch the tap on and just put your hands under the tap. Why? Because with that, you're not yotze netila for suda. So okay, fine. Okay, whichever way you want to do it, we'll come later. We'll come later to a few different eaters. Yeah, there's a number of different eaters you do it. But he says don't do a proper netila. In order, you shouldn't be yotza tisidaim. So what's the problem? Because it's not possible, you can't. What his problem is basically, if you're washing a proper netila after you come out of the bathroom, you wash, let's say, twice in each hand, and then you say Ashayotza, what you're doing, what's happening now? Now when you wash, you say, okay, now I need to wash for Suda, you've got perfectly clean hands, you've done a proper netila. So now, how's it Shaykh to say now, Anas Liasidayim, Lechayetz Brachal Batala? So, for that reason as well, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, follows in suit with the Mishnah Berurah, the Eitza is, just don't do the first Netila, don't do a proper Netila. Now, the obvious kasha is, which probably some of you are thinking, as you just mentioned, what's the problem? Do a proper Netila. Say Asheyotza. So what we're worried about, now you're going to make a Bracha Levatola because you've already got clean hands. So what's the problem? Put your hand down your back. And now you've got unclean hands. It's now for sure you have a netila. Or touch your hand, or touch your shoes.
If a person's got perfectly clean hands, basically or not, it still washes for a bread, doesn't it?
That may be correct, but over here, he's made the proper netila which he yotze and tisses down with. So, why should he do that? Okay, so brachal about all. Right, so that's your problem. Says the. So, who taka says this eitzah? It's the Shla. The Shla says it. And the Ben Yishchai. They both say the Seitzah. Make a regular Netzila. Then say Asher Yotza. Then put your hands on your back. Touch the Makom Metzulaf. And then make a proper Netzila for the Suda. However, the Magen Avraham comes along in the Siman that says the Magen Avraham. Since your hands are perfectly clean, now by you touching any place that is unclean, you have now just caused yourself a bracha sheinah tzaricha. It's an unnecessary bracha, perfectly unnecessary bracha, because I did not have to make this bracha at all. There was no need for it. So that's well understood, therefore, why the Mishnah doesn't bring this eitzah of cleaning your hands, of dirtying your hands in between. We'll come to the eitzah. So, I mean, that's really what the Mishnah Berurah said. That's the Mishnah Berurah's eitzah, that's what he's saying. However, the Chayyim can ask the following kasha. If the whole problem is because you're causing a brach shein atzricha, then let's ask the following kasha. There's a halacha in Siman Kuf Nun Tes, and the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that initially, when one washes the hands for Netila, says the Shulchan Aruch, ולכתחילה יכוון הנויצל לנטילה המחשרס להכילה. לכתחילה, one is supposed to be מכוון when you're washing your hands for a sudda, you should מכוון that this is a נטילה in order to eat bread. That is passing in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah on the spot, says, what happens if I didn't have kavana that I'm washing my hands for a netila? So he brings the Magen Avraham, Lifsoil af bidi evidim lo kivnu klal. If you didn't have any kavana that you're washing for a suda, the Magen Avraham says, bidi evid, you're not yoitza. Even bidi evid, no yoitza. However, he brings from the Gaon says that he holds out the ones that say that below kavana it's kosher. And he says that's das rov rishonim. I think that's what most of us have to rely on because I don't know if we're all yoitza chavan when we're washing, that's l'shem asuda. But I'll call upon him. He says that Roy Vishenim holds that Blei Kavani Yetza. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bidyevet Bevadiyesh Lahokil, if he hasn't got water, then you can make or not to wash a second time. However, the Bialoch on the spot brings down, well, but if you have got water, I didn't have Kavani to wash my hands, and I have got water. Says the Bialoch, Mashma Mirima, that Tzorich little Yod of Shenis, smash from the Rama, in the seven before, that you should wash your hands a second time. And that is Kzeit of Yotza, the Rashba that says, you're not Yotza. Ela, Dulo Yivarech, says the Bialacha, but you should make a bracha. But the Bialacha finishes off and says the following, Venire, Dutoiv Sheyitame Yadov. The correct thing would be to be Metame your hands, touch your shoe, your hand down your back, Kedeshi is chayev vadai ben atila shnei, in order that you should be chayev for sure with a second atila, v'yucha levarech, and now you can make a bracha. Now, l'chay, that seems to be in very big contrast with what we just said, that you b'chay being going bracha shein asricha. What's the difference between our case and the case over there? So, l'chay, one could say as follows. We have to look at what, do I have another eitzah? How to get around being yotz all the shittas. So, if you look at this case over here, l'chayra, it comes out, the case where you weren't mechavan for netila, I wasn't mechavan for the netila. So now, according to the shittas that you're yotzah, fine, I've been yotzah. According to the shittas that you're not yotzah in bidyeved, what am I supposed to do according to the shitta? The only way to be yotzah that shitta is to be metame your hands. So, l'chayra, if I don't have a different eitzah, then we could say, fine, we'll allow you to be metame your hands. However, over here, what's the problem? We've got plenty of eitzahs what to do. You saw the Mishnah Berurah says, don't do a proper netila, and then you can wash your hand, then you can wash a proper netila. So l'chayra, if you have another eitzah, that would be a reason not that you've been going brach shein tzricha. However, if I don't have any other eitzah, then I will be going brach shein tzricha. That would be one suggestion. Another suggestion could be as follows. You find in many places in Halacha you find, we don't say a goyim bracha sheina tzricha if you want to be yotza all shittas. What's an example of that? An example is, there's a famous machlokes in Simon Kufay and Dalad about someone who wants to drink during a suddah. Very normal thing, right? Want to drink during a suddah. Is one mechoyev to make a bracha on a drink during a suddah? So everyone's going to say, a drink during a suddah, sure you don't make a bracha. It's not so pashat. It's a big machlokes rishonim. And some say that a drink's lechoyev nothing to do with the suddah. It's completely separate. Eating is, you're eating whatever you eat, whatever's connected to the suddah. Like if you have a piece of chocolate in the middle of the suddah, you would make a shackle on it. So if you have a drink during the suddah, so you make a shackle on it. That's what some rishonim hold. Right, okay. So that's another example where things, they're not specially connected to the meal. So some hold that a drink is not a regular drink during a meal. A drink of orange juice is not part of the meal, and therefore you make a shackle on it. It could be maybe a certain amount, it could be just water, just to get it down. There's those who say, a meiser, we pass like the shittas, that it's all part of the suddah because it's part of the suddah because a person needs a drink together with the food. So we all, right, as you just said. So that's what we hold, and therefore one doesn't make a bracha, that's why we've never heard of it. However, a very interesting example would be, someone was once somewhere, that the bottom line is, believe it or not, the Mishnah Berurah says, the case would be as follows, that a person, let's say, goes to a chasna. A person goes to a chasna, and you go, you know, then the regular minig is, you know, you start the first course, and then they dance, and then you've got the second course, and then they dance again, and the third course. So let's say you're holding by the end of the main course, and you've eaten, you've drunk, everything. And then you go and dance for half an hour. So now, after half an hour dancing, you're schwitzing away, and now you want to take a drink. You want to take a drink now is, why are you having this drink? You're not having this drink because you're thirsty because of the food. It's nothing to do with the food, it's because you dance. That's why you're having a drink now. You're simple thirsty, nothing to do with the meal. So the best eitzah would be, in such a case, and the says to the Mishnah Berurah, the best eitzah would be to make a bracha on a drink before the meal. That would be the best eitzah. In other words, take a drink before you start your suddah. Take a drink of orange juice, whatever you're thinking of drinking, whatever you enjoy. Take a drink and say, Shachal Nei Bedvari, and then drink.
You've got to have less than share.
Then you're, right. So now, that Lechoira, that Eitz is Lechoira according to all the days, because Lechoira, that's nothing to do with the Suddha. But Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, that the best Eitz is, even in a regular Suddha, the best thing is that one should actually make a bracha before the meal in order to be yotze the shitta that holds you need to make a bracha during the meal. Oh, that's exactly what we're coming to say. The chiddush is, it's not called a bracha, you're not called being causing yourself a bracha shein tzricha because you want to be yotze all the days. Because you want to be yotze even the day that holds that you have to make a bracha on drink during the meal, it's not called bracha shein tzricha, even though you've got some that hold, you don't have to make a bracha. You're doing it with that intention, therefore it's not called going bracha shein tzricha. So that's all very good. In the case of, back to our case over here, by the Netila, when you are mechavan, so according to the Rashba, you have to make a bracha, even with Yevin Yotza, and you have to make another bracha on Netila, because you haven't been Yotza, you weren't mechavan for Netila. So in such a case, to be yotz all the shittas, so fine, we allow you to make a bracha. Whereas our case, once again, you've got an eitz, we've got an eitz, so don't wash the first and the two, don't do properly. So in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah would take a hold, that's why it's called, you've been going bracha shein tzricha. Now, according to what we've said, the chayra comes out, the bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah's psak is, that the best eitz would be just to what to you take to two netilas, but the way to do it is do it, the first netila don't do properly, and the second netila do properly for netila for a suda. Now the question is that many people, well, some people anyway, they have akpada that after they come out of the bathroom, they want to be yotza, the famous Heichal HaKodesh, which is Mishnah Berurah in 7 Dalet, that says you should wash your hands 3 times after you come out of the bathroom. So if so, what are you going to do over here? Over here, if you're just doing like the Mishnah Berurah says and just washing your hands under the tap, then you haven't done your 3 times. The Heichal HaKodesh brings this in 7 Dalet. So the question is how we go around this. So l'chayra, there's a number of eitzes we could suggest in order to get around this problem. One eitzah would be like someone mentioned before, that l'chayra you could wash with a keli. You could wash 3 times, but without a keli. Under the tap. Who says that when you mechoyev, any time you mechoyev to wash 3 times, besides for negobas in the morning, who says that the Eli Rabba says, you wash 3 times, but you don't need a keli? So that lechoyev would be an eitzah, an achanami. When you come out of the bathroom, you wash 3 times, you wash under the tap 3 times. Who says you need a keli? Another eitzah would be that Avada, there's those who are machmir that you need a keli, but I'm just saying that it's not posh that you need a keli when you need to wash your hands 3 times. Another eitzah would be is to use mayim pesulim, mayim that are posul for netila for suda, but the mice you've got clean hands for after the bathroom, for sure you can make a shayat, you've got clean hands because you washed with water. The third eitzah would be,
where would
mayim pesulim be? What would be mayim pesulim? For example, it's not right for kelev. It's hot water, nasim locha, loads of different eitzes. What mayim pesulim is? So if you have fine such water, then you could wash your hands with that. Say hashiyotza, then nintzlisa that. Another eitzah would be to wash to be mechaven, not to be yotza the netila, not to be yotza the netila. Only what? You just want to remove the ruach ra from the bathroom. Another eitzah would be that after each time you wash one hand, you touch the other hand. And then you've ruined it for nisi zidane, because if you wash one hand and then you touch the hand that's still tame, so then you've ruined it for nisi zidane. That would be another eitzah. Sorry, well, which one? We just said the shit is the rash balls in the tzakeh, you're not yotza. It's not for sure. The truth is, it's not a lechatchila dikdim, because the mice you see that you shouldn't do it. For sure, it's not a lechatchila, but it's an eitzah, maybe possible eitzah. And the last eitzah would be taka to be knowing like Rashi and just to do one netila, and with that netila, and like the chaznish holes. And the truth is, the brings out the shein the gone, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, v'chein noyagin, we are noyag like Rashi, just to do one netila. And he says, v'lachein ha'oisakein, yelech levetech darkai. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to suggest this eitzah of washing just once, one netila. Now, to move on a little bit from this, yeah, they're both right. Adrabah, the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah himself, in that eitzah, as you mentioned that before, come back to that, the Mishnah Berurah himself brings down this eitzah of washing once and making both brachas. So why doesn't the Mishnah Berurah like it? We said, because he says, Ashiyotza is a hefsuk. But l'chayra, the Mishnah Berurah, Taka finishes off and he says, Al kain b'di eved not on netila achas kedin l'shem netila l'achila. Like what you mentioned before, he says if b'di eved you wash one netila, the same netila for eating. Yevorech mitzchila al netzis zedayim v'achkeach hashayotza, because you can be yisoymech on those poskim. V'hu adzin lechatzchila, im haya kosher little shtei netilais, v'doyche ekmayim ekeyetz v'zeh. And the same thing would apply if you don't have enough water. It says just do one netila. So the Mishnah himself is suggesting this eight of just doing one netila, and as I said before, Taka Chazdish holds as and it's book Edus from the Chavetz Chaim that he Taka as well did just one netila and then says on his diamond a shayotza. No, but that's the seder that we're masakin for bit. That's the seder we're masakin because of shachar. That's it because the chayyav pshat is over there. You chayyav until his name as soon as you wake up. Until his name, the chayyav going as well on negavasa. So that you had him chayyav straight away as soon as you get up. So now, based on this halacha, there's a very interesting thing that is also pretty unknown, and that is if we go back a siman in the Shulchan Aruch, and he speaks about what about in the middle of a suda. Someone's holding in the middle of a Suda, and there could be many scenarios. One could be, you went to the bathroom in the middle of the Suda. Another one could be, you by mistake touched yourself in an uncovered place, or you did your shoelace up. So, I'm not sure if it's so well known, but the Chayri, you now have tummy hands. So, you now have to wash your hands. The question is what you're supposed to do now. How you're supposed to do it, what you're supposed to do with a bracha. So let's see what the shulchan. Lech ayra, even if you're not going to have bread. It's part of the suda, you have to clean hands. It's a chelik of the suda. Everything's based on the bread suda. You don't make a bracha on everything you eat afterwards, even if you don't. Yeah, everything you eat is all connected to the bread. Correct. But that's because you make a bracha on that itself. But over here, the chayyah, everything that you've done is based on the bread that you've had. The chayyah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Misha Eimet Be'em Sasuda, someone's holding the middle of a Suda, V'nizka Shalaga B'Shoik, V'yarech, U'mekoyim Asa Mechutzim, V'adza Amay Shechichich Po'eshe. A person's holding the middle of a Suda, and he remembers he touched an uncovered place. V'chol Kiyotzim, is there anything similar to that? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sorech lechsev little yodov yivorech on tilis zidayim. One has to make another tilis zidayim and make a brocha on the tilis zidayim. That is what the Shulchan Aruch passes. It is a Ramban and a Rashba. So, probably wondering, like, we've never heard of this thing before. It's a good question, why not? The truth is, there's a Marashal. There's a famous Marashal, a Marashal, which Mishnah Berurah brings on the spot. The Marashal says, one does not have to wash his hands because of touching an uncovered place in the middle of the Suda. And even if you went to the bathroom, you don't need to, the only time you have to make another bracha is if you went out for a long time, you went away and then you came back and you carried on your Suda. That would be the only case. Now, in this case, the Bialoch Mamash goes to town on this, backwards and forwards, brings all the Shidduch Rishonim. And the Mishnah comes out with a very interesting hachra. What he says, there's many days in it, and he says, therefore, one goes to the bathroom for gedolim, or you touch an uncovered place, mamash, a proper tinuf, then you have to wash netilas yadayim with a bracha. However, if you touch a place just touch your arm or something like that, or ketanim, then you need to wash netilas yadayim kedin, but you don't need to make a bracha. So it's clear, it's for sure that one has to make a netila, a proper netila, twice in each hand, as if you wash it before the Suda. The only question would be, is whether you make a bracha or not. So the Mishnah Berurah's hachra is that it depends whether it's a, let's call it a lichl gadol, a very dirty thing, or it's not so dirty, so just katanim, then you would not make a bracha, you'd have to bracha, a proper netila, you wouldn't make a bracha. Oh, okay, cool. We'll come to that in a second. So, however, the Chaznish over here, the Chaznish doesn't like this too much. He says, kosher lechalek b'ma'a shalechil ko'yishaynim. He says, where's the Mishnah Berurah getting this from? Whether you do make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. So where does the Mishnah Berurah get from? I mean, he's getting it from the Chayodim. He says, like, you do it at the Chayodim. But he's saying, where does he get from to make this pshara that Gedolim, Ketanim, where do you get such a thing from? So the Chazanish is a very interesting thing. He says, Hamavarech lo hifsid. Someone who makes a bracha lo hifsid, he hasn't lost out. Rishayin Hamavarech, if you don't make a bracha, yesh leh mei lismach. Yavutu b'saymecham. They have an interesting psak. So what are you supposed to do here? If you make a bracha lo hifsid, and if you don't make a bracha, you've got to be b'saymecham. So it doesn't sound like he's given us a chwaya. So I once asked this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me that lechera safek brachas lakel. So basically he's telling us that lefi lechaznish, you're right if you just do your netila, regular netila, and you do it until it's a dime.
Regular
netila,
and then?
Regular netila, and no netila, and then carry on eating. You don't make comments. Oh. So that's what we were just about to say before, is that therefore, when over here, there's not going to be the whole problem, the whole shiny we were speaking about before. Says the Magen Avraham. According to everyone over here, you're only going to have to wash one time. Why only one time? Because it comes out that the whole problem before was that you've got to make two brachas. You've got to make a daim, and then you've got a sheyotza before you make a moitzi. But over here, you have to make another moitzi. So if you don't have to make a moitzi, so what's the problem? So you come out of the bathroom, you wash your hands, and even if you're like the Mishnah Berurah that you have to make an tlisi daim, fine, make an tlisi daim, and then a sheyotza, and then carry on eating. Lechoy, you're not going to have a problem of a hefsek of a sheyotza between tlisi daim and hamoitzi. You'd have to make a moitzi. So over here, for sure, according to the Magen Avraham, we're told, for sure over here, you won't have a problem, you just make one atila and you'd either make an tlisi daim, you wouldn't, depending on Mishnah Berurah Chaznish, and then you would just continue the meal without making a moitzi. I'll just finish off with a very interesting shayla, and that would be, what about, I think so I mentioned it before, what about the following scenario would be that if you went to the bathroom, you were about to have your bread sudda, and you made an tlisi daim. And just before you made hamayis, you realized you wanted to be mekayin the shla that we mentioned at the beginning, that if you got you need to go to the bathroom, you want to check yourself. You need to go into the bathroom. And now, you come out, now you need to make another netila. For sure you have to make another netila. The question is, does one have to make another bracha on the tlis yadayim? That would be the shayla. Now, l'chayra, one could look at it two ways. One side could say, what do you mean? Exactly the same as during the meal. L'chayra, as much as during the meal. Exactly what you do during the meal, then you would have to... it would depend. If you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, in other words, it depends on Tanim and Gedolim. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Gedolim, so you have to make another bracha. If you hold like the Chazanish, then for sure, then there would be no problem. Then you would just... Oh. So that's l'chayra, the other side, and l'chayra, haven't got a chote. L'chayra, the other side could be... It could be, when you're in the middle of a meal, the pshat is, my netila has already been chal on something. The netila has already been chal on something, and therefore, when I make an hafzah during the meal, all I have to do is, I just have to make another netila. My netila design that I made, it was chal on whatever I ate till now. And now I'm just continuing, so I've made a hashchadah, so I have to wash my hands again. Whereas over here, when I make netila design, the bracha netila design, l'chayra, I've made a bracha on nothing. Mitzad sheni, it's not so pashut that the bracha is actually nothing, because there is another question, which was mentioned, the Zohar Tavar in Chulin, this is a very interesting thing. What happens if someone taka washes, he makes an tlisi daim, and then he decides, you know what, I don't want to eat. So we can talk about going bracha sheni tzricha, bracha levatala, no, it's a bracha levatala. You washed in the water. I'm not eating now. Said the Ritva and Chulin, it's not true. He says it's not. You're not. It says it's perfectly kosher bracha. It's good. Why? Because the mice, I wash my hands. I made until this time. I made a netila. So I've made a bracha on washing my hands. Anyway, l'chayra, I'm not positive about what this, the din would be, that achwa would be whether we hold that it's the same as during a suddah, or we would hold that it's different because we haven't started bed yet, and therefore maybe we would say that here you have to make until today. Hey.